COSTEP event highlights evolving strategy behind major capital investment decisions. Gonzalez introduced the session developed by Rick Carrera, Director of Economic Development at the Council for South Texas Economic Progress, who organized the program and invited Carl Quisenberry to present. Carrera said he connected with Quisenberry through industry conferences and selected him after observing the data and all the considerations that go into modern site selection decisions. He said the goal was to provide attendees with insight into how corporations evaluate potential investment locations. Quisenberry, a senior director of industrial corporate services at Avison Young with more than 3 decades of experience in site selection and corporate advisory, presented a framework for understanding how large-scale capital decisions are made. He said traditional approaches focused on low costs and incentives are no longer effective, emphasizing that true cost is lifecycle cost, not day one price. His remarks framed site selection as a strategy centered on long-term operational resilience rather than initial savings. He described a model based on 2 key concepts, determinants, and drivers. Determinants, he said, are fixed requirements such as infrastructure, labor, and utilities that determine whether a project can function. Drivers, including incentives and market demand, influence investment timing and attractiveness. Quisenberry said misunderstanding this distinction can lead to failed outcomes, noting that a site missing a determinant becomes a stranded asset, while one with only determinants but no drivers may remain viable without attracting investment. The presentation also outlined a 2-phase model that separates regional evaluation from site-specific analysis, followed by a continuous validation process called a trust loop. Quisenberry said this approach ensures that investment decisions are tested against real conditions and that capital is deployed only after feasibility and timing align. He illustrated the framework with a logistics development case study in Laredo, where a 22-month evaluation led to a $100 million investment decision. The example highlighted how infrastructure, trade activity, and location advantages factor into site selection when aligned with market conditions. The session concluded with a discussion on regional opportunities and challenges. Quisenberry emphasized the importance of a data-driven approach and collaboration among communities, stating that successful regions focus on their inherent strengths when competing for investment. See the PowerPoint presentation below.